Annalie here with you, and I'm joined now in Lightning 100 studio by Daniel Romano. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you and super happy to have you in town tonight with a great show at Mercy Lounge.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, I'm always encouraging people to get there early and check out openers because, you know, sometimes you find your next favorite band
totally.
That way.
Yeah.
And tonight, Jonathan Stone Phillips of Faux Ferocious, a great Nashville kind of psych rock sort of band, opening up the show. And then T. Hardy Morris, who I know has been out on a couple of dates with you. He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you.
And then me.
Yeah, we're super excited. Love your new album,
Finally Free.
Thank you. It's really beautiful. A lot of kind of interesting arrangements. And if I read correctly, I think you played and I know you produce pretty much everything you do, but you played everything on it too?
Yeah, I usually do that
as
well.
Wow, that's really cool. All kinds of different sounds and stuff. And I love, we're going to play the recorded version of All the Raging Dreams coming up. So I really love the sort of sparse acoustic sound of that song.
Yeah, and yeah.
It's a big favorite here at Lightning 100. We have DJ picks every day, and we kind of, I wouldn't say we came to blows over it, but a lot of people wanted that song.
Okay, well, much appreciated.
Yeah, and it made it into regular rotation.
Right,
it's
on.
Really cool stuff.
Right on.
Let's start with a tune from the album. Tell us what you're going to play.
I'll start with The Long Mirror of Time in the baritone rendition.
Okay.
We'll see here.
Daniel Romano on Lightning 100.
In the tall lunar highlands, you cannot conquer me nor surpass my size. The blush of an iris in the bleach of the summer, you cannot forge the hue of my wide purple tide. And though I am changing these thrifts, they will find me on the wandering plains of another gone year, where seven young babies will float all around me, then turn in a parallel and I'll disappear. Oh, the long mirror of time, the long mirror of time. Its sculpted crystal passage is not genuine. The long mirror of time, the long mirror of time, reveals the prism faces but not mine. Future, and I am here folding in a firm yellow rose. They know these indulgences, but know not the hollowed orb. My soft disarmor dawns in ragged old clothes, and it cannot harm them. There are many medicines dug from the extract of cold shattered time. What was the mountain? The marvel now manifests in streams of wild radiance for melodious minds. Ooh, the long mirror of time, the long mirror of time. Its sculpted crystal passage is not genuine. The long mirror of time, the long mirror of time, reveals the prism faces but not mine. The mountain of stone is the blush of the iris, although I am changing with all unborn faces. The summit is waiting to carry me over in the foot of the horse, the whip of the fowl, the foot of the horse. whip of the fowl, the foot of the horse, the whip of the fowl. The mirror of time is reflecting me now. The mirror of time is reflecting me now.
It's Daniel Romano live on Lightning 100, The Long Mirror of Time. I loved that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little different sound than on the record.
Yeah,
I
think that worked all right.
Yeah, I think it worked really well. Super cool. So when you sit down to make a record like this, do you kind of plan it out, or was this sort of just, I think I'm just going to play with this and go?
This one was quite particularly the latter there. I would say I had all the words written, and that was done kind of like in a strange burst whilst on the road, and then they felt sort of like strange and special and from elsewhere in some way, and so I was reluctant or really actually quite scared to start turning them into music, you know, so I gave myself plenty of limitations so that I didn't stray too wildly, which I tend to do anyway. Not straying, but giving myself limitations, that is.
Yeah, well, so, like, what do you mean limitations? Instrumentally or?
In every way, yeah. Medium of recording, instruments, takes, all of that, yeah. You know. So I used one microphone and set up a bass amplifier to one side and a guitar amplifier to the other. And I left the microphone where it was.
Wow.
for each, you know, thing. Each thing I recorded, the microphone never moved.
So kind of just musical instruments? You just got
it? Well, it was kind of like to try to capture the essence of something being immediate
being created,
or
yeah.
live, you
yeah.
know? And yeah. most of the record is the first passes of like, like writing the melody of the song.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
One or two yeah. are actually the very first time, and a few are like the second, you know. And it was really liberating and quite fun to do.
Yeah, well, and I love the album title, Finally Free.
I guess
that kind of makes sense. Yeah,
that's where that comes from.
Yeah, it's a great record. I love the different sounds that you get on all your records, and you seem to be staying pretty busy with producing, touring, making records, and visual art. And
yeah, I actually wasn't aware of that until recently.
That you did all that stuff?
No, just that I work a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody else pointed out to you?
Well, everyone was just like, wow, your tour is like insane.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and then, it is? Compared to what? I didn't know.
And then you found time to make records in between too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I treat it's a job.
Yeah.
That I enjoy, but
yeah,
it is still a job. So I like to.
Is there one aspect of how you create, whether it's visual art or doing leather work, which I know you're into?
Mm-hmm.
Or recording, being in the studio, writing, touring, playing live? Is there one aspect of it that you love more than another?
I think I love them all equally, and they're all necessary in order to escape the monotony of just one of them.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's awesome to have that creative mind and just always have something going on, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a lot of years kind of like, building what, you know, the sort of like, the universe in which I can kind of function without any outside reliance, really, you
yeah.
know, it feels like it's kind of at that stage now where all the workstations are set up and ready for whenever I happen to sit down there.
Which could be at any moment, I'm guessing.
It's at almost every moment, yeah.
That's awesome. Did you start out with music or did you start out with visual art?
Probably both around the same time. Young, for sure.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, everything sort of like takes the spotlight and then switches and switches back.
Yeah.
But, I would say that I committed myself wholly to music at a pretty early age. And the other aspects were basically just for lack of funds or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
like there were, of course, were artists I'd admired that I'd be like, oh, I wish that this person, you know, Marcel Zama, for example, I wish that Marcel Zama could draw an album cover for me, but he can't because I don't have that kind of money. So
well, I better figure it out.
So I got to learn how to do all of this stuff.
Wow.
And so it was you know, that's it was all cool. Learning all the time, but you know, learning is a beautiful thing. I keep trying to do it every day. So
absolutely. Yeah. Don't ever stop learning. No. Whatever it is you're, yeah. whatever it is you're doing. So you're from the Ontario
yes.
area in Canada.
Yeah.
And I had a phone call, I think it was yesterday or the day before, from a listener that was streaming us in Ontario.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Nice.
So hopefully he's listening today.
I know my parents do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, it's great to be able to be heard all over the place and turn people on to music like yours
yeah.
that you might not hear on mainstream radio all the time.
Much appreciated yeah. for playing it.
No, much appreciated for making cool music.
Right
really
on.
Dig it. Yeah. Right back at you. Let's hear another one
okay,
from
sure.
Finally Free. Tell us yeah. about this one.
Okay, this is the opening number called Empty Husk. Maybe I would be able to say something about it afterward. I don't remember what it's about.
Okay, it's yeah. Daniel Romano on Lightning 100.
So the mirror poets laugh from the serpent's ruptured raft. They finger at the monarch with a reproduction blush. Oh, but I can hardly see them wear their saintly diadem. I implore mind preservation deep inside the empty husk. I am not afraid, no mirror. I am not afraid, though the molecules of time have cast the sunshine to the shade. I am not afraid, no mirror. I am not afraid. There'll be truth blooms in the willows in the morning. So the mirror poets laugh from the serpent's ruptured raft. They finger at the monarch with the reproduction blush. Oh, but I can hardly see them wear their saintly diadem. I implore mind preservation deep inside the empty husk. And I won't be denied, no mirror. I won't be denied. The bending limbs of reaching trims allow us to survive. I won't be denied, no mirror. I won't be denied. There's enchantment in the questions without warning. Mirror, I'm a current. Mirror, I'm a current now. Mirror, I'm a current. Mirror, I'm occurring now in the streams of human conscience where all melody is profound. But I want no more darkness, no more, no more darkness, no more, no more darkness, no more. Molecules of time have cast the sunshine to the shade. I am not afraid, no mirror. I am not afraid. There'll be truth blooms in the willows in the morning.
I loved it.
Well, thank you.
Daniel Romano live on Lightning 100. That tune's called Empty Husk, and it's the lead-off track on Finally Free, a really beautiful album. Your eighth album in 8 years, is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Again, you're busy. It's
yes,
cool. It's cool
truly.
To stay busy, though.
It
you
is,
know?
Yeah.
It's great. I'm glad you keep
it's
making music.
It's a good
music.
Look.
Yeah, it's a good look. It's a good way to live, really. Yeah. You're just flowing stuff out there. And now, I know you work with a lot of other artists, too. Is there anybody else that you're working with right now you're excited about?
No, actually. It's been pretty insular the last...
Cool.
Year.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been nice. And I mean, like, I like working with other people.
Yeah.
But you know, within the sort of not all the time.
You know. It's good to have you time as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. And I'm impressed that you remember all those lyrics, because those are very lyric heavy songs.
I have no idea how I do that. Truly, I don't know, because like I find that once they're written, there's a certain disconnect that happens, and it's kind of like, you know, it'll never be as true as when it was written,
yeah,
and that kind of thing. So there's like some kind of element of it that lives on within the psyche, that it, you know, it's still there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's where it originates. But it's funny how it just comes out. And if I were to think about what the words were, I would have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there are a lot of lyrics, so maybe not everybody's memorizing every single word. So
no,
I think you're good.
Yeah. It's a dense record, yeah.
It's really beautiful. Yeah. I love it a lot, and I'm glad you put it out on
Thank
New
you.
West Records. It's available now. And yeah, go see the show tonight. Mercy
yeah, go
Lounge.
See the show tonight.
Absolutely.
It's a rocking good time.
It's going to be, you got full band tonight?
Full band, yeah.
It's great to hear you playing solo acoustic like that.
I haven't done that in a while. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thanks for doing it. And I think it's going to be a super fun rock show. Get there early. Check out the openers. We
yes.
mentioned Jonathan Stone Phillips of Faux Ferocious, T. Hardy Morris, and of course, Daniel Romano. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's spin All the Reaching Trims. We were
yes.
talking about that earlier. Really love this song. And I think I'm going to go out on the limb and play another one from your last album as well, because I really like When I Learned Your Name as
right
well.
Right on.
So we're
Much
getting
appreciated.
A quadruple
we'll play
shot.
That, we'll play that number tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll be a fun one. All right. It's Daniel Romano. This is All the Reaching Trims on Lightning 100. Thanks again.
Thank you.